Let us sing for joy. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. That is Jesus. Hey, welcome to this Friday, this March the 2nd, 2018. It's the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. I am the Friends part, Joey Kroll. Jason Schiffo has today off. Mark Burns is actually down at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention this week and asked me to fill in, and he didn't even finish the asking the question. I said, yes, let's do it. So I got my cup of coffee here. Right here. Black and nothing else. Don't need to ruin a good cup of coffee with any cream or sugar. So maybe you're like my wife. She loves it with extra cream and tons of sugar. I asked her, hey, do you want some coffee with that cream and sugar or what? So anyways, hey, good to fellowship with you today. I pray that you had yourself a great week. You know, if not, if you didn't have the best of weeks, well, praise God for his grace, amen, and his strength and his comfort and his joy that he instills within each and every child of God. And do have some friends to thank today. In fact, today's day of broadcasting here on Great News Radio made possible by some good friends of the station, Joanne Brucker and Kevin Bachman, in memory of Callie and Joey, their two precious grandchildren. They were twins. They would have been 12 years old today, and unfortunately, they spent less than an hour in this world. But during that short time span, they were held. They were loved on. They were loved. And in fact, a family just praises the Lord that the twins' mothers, Valerie Wright, miraculously recovered from the life-threatening infection that actually precipitated their birth. And on what would have been their first birthday, I love this, they lovingly called Callie and Joey's Heaven Day. And every year since then, their mother, Valerie, had organized an event where pink and blue balloons were released in their memory. And in the past several years, the balloons have changed to lanterns. So if you're near Mahomet after dark tonight or on any future March 2nd and you see lanterns lighting up the sky, well, you'll know that it's Callie and Joey's birthday. And in fact, their family organized and held a special memorial service for the twins after they went home to be with the Lord. And one special moment was when everyone sang the hymn by Horatio Spafford, "It Is Well With My Soul." Well, we're going to play that song here momentarily, but we want to say thank you to Joanne and Kevin for making this day of broadcasting possible. And may the Lord bless you and comfort your family in a special way today as you remember Joey and Callie. Still sure. Joey and Callie Emberson here on this Friday, March the 2nd, 2018. Friend, how are you? My name is Joey Kroll. Good to spend some time here with you for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Madison Avenue tells us that you deserve the best. You've got it coming to you. And if you get these things, then you'll be gloriously happy like all the pretty faces on TV. You know, our world promises us so much. And in the world with so many different options, so many brand new things that pop up, it is hard to be content. You know, we live in America where things are bigger, where things are faster, where things are brighter, where things are shinier, things are wider and taller and louder, and yet we are still unhappy. We live in a world where we have confused wants as needs. You know, Adrian Rogers once said, contentment is an inner sufficiency that keeps us at peace in spite of outward circumstances. I like that. Let me say that again. Adrian Rogers said, contentment is an inner sufficiency that keeps us at peace in spite of outward circumstances. You know, the Apostle Paul was in jail, and he wrote in Philippians 4:11, he says, I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be content. In other words, he's saying, I don't have to look at circumstances to find my peace. And friend, we're going to be talking about contentment today, because I'll tell you what, there is nothing more that will steal your joy. There's nothing more that will rob you of your gratitude. There's nothing more that will take away your Thanksgiving. There is nothing more that will kidnap your peace like that nasty, bitter root of discontentment. So if you have your Bibles today, I encourage you to flip on over to Psalm 23, probably one of the most well-known, famous, most read psalms in God's Word. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, it says the Lord is our shepherd. You know, King David wrote this psalm, grew up, worked hard as a shepherd boy. So he knew a whole lot about sheep and shepherding. I mean, the shepherd's job was to care for his flock, making sure that they're safe, making sure that they are nourished, making sure they have everything they need. You know, friend, if Jesus is your Lord, which I hope he is, that means he is your shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He promises to supply our needs. Philippians 4:19 says, my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He promises to be your peace. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. He promises to give you wisdom. James 1:5 says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and will be given to him. Friend, he promises to help us overcome temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape. He promises to give eternal life. Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Friend, he has given you and me the Holy Spirit, the helper, to help us walk in the ways of the Lord. So looking at all of that, just a brief overview, maybe that's why the psalmist said in Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's like he's saying, everything I need is wrapped up in my Lord. So, friend, the question on the floor is, then why are we still not content? Well, friend, there's a couple of different things that destroys contentment. First of all, it's covetousness. Covetousness. Now, I know that's a fancy church word. You don't hear anywhere else except within Christian circles, but covetousness. Exodus 20:17 says, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that is your neighbor's. It literally, the word covet means to pant after. Nothing wrong to have good things, but it's that unlawful desire, that spirit of dissatisfaction. You know, the eyes look upon the object, the mind admires it, and the will goes over it, and the body moves in to possess it. It speaks of a dissatisfaction with what we've been blessed with and a jealousy towards those who have something better. You know, Ernest Hemingway was a brilliant man, great writer. Knew his literature quite well, and he had fame, he had notoriety, he had money, he had everything he ever wanted. And one day he wrote down some words on a piece of paper and then committed suicide. This is what he wrote just before taking his life. He said, life is just a dirty trick, a short journey from nothingness to nothingness. Now, too bad that man didn't know Jesus, I'll tell you. I mean, friend, here's a man who had it all. Everything and anything he ever wanted right at his fingertips, and yet that was still not enough. Another stumbling block in being content is this nasty, nasty game of comparison. Friend, we will always go wrong when we compare. Let me read this to you from 1 Corinthians 12:14, and verse 14. It says, for the body does not consist of one member, but of many. Talking about the body of Christ and how we are made up in God's body, the body of Christ, and talks about how each person is a body part. And verse 15 of 1 Corinthians 12 says, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong in the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong in the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each of them, as he chose. Friend, what God is calling out here is that spirit or that temptation of comparing. I mean, have you ever had something that you were satisfied with? Say, for instance, you were driving a Toyota. Now, I love Toyotas. I really do. Say, for instance, you're driving your Toyota and you were satisfied. You loved that you got 40 miles to the gallon on this thing. You loved that it had wonderful speakers and a great radio in it, and it was comfortable, and you were satisfied in your Toyota until you met somebody who had a BMW. You with me? Or have you ever thought, boy, we just have a nice house. I love our house, until you visit somebody else's house. And you think, good night, where do they get all this stuff? And then you come home and you're not happy with what you have anymore. That nasty game of comparison. Comparison. Look at what they have and look at what we don't have. You know, the temptation is for men. We go hang out at our friend's house and let's just say your friend, his wife serves you guys lunch and gets iced tea all set and delivers the food in such a way where you think, well, my wife doesn't make lunch. My wife never serves when my friends are over.
why does such and such's wife seem like they enjoy doing it, and my wife doesn't? And then you get home and you find yourself dissatisfied with what you've already been blessed with. Ladies, it's so easy to look at another woman's husband and say, why doesn't my husband act like that? Why doesn't my husband play with the kids like such and such husband? Why are such and such kids behave so well and ours don't? That nasty, nasty game of comparison. That makes you unhappy with what you've already been blessed with. So, Brother Joey, how do I overcome the spirit of discontentment? One, I encourage you to guard your heart. Guard your heart. Let me tell you something. If Black Friday ads cause you to fall into temptation or feel like you are unhappy with what you've been blessed with, don't get the paper. If watching those HGTV shows and all those home improvement shows make you feel unhappy or discontent with what God has already blessed you with in your home, just change the channel. And friend, guard your heart, but also cling to your relationship with Jesus. Joey, what do you mean by that? In John chapter 4, Jesus met a woman at the well. And she's been married 5 times. She's got herself a testimony. We'll just say that. And she's drawing water by herself with her pail. And Jesus said to her in John 13, he says, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. Friend, when we put our lips to the cup that God has given us and drink, friend, we will never be thirsty and we will truly be satisfied. But the problem is when we take our lips off of the cup that he's given us and we put our lips on the cup of the world, and when we drink of the cup of the world, we will never be satisfied and we will always be thirsty. So I encourage you today, cling to your relationship with Jesus. Put your lips back on the cup and drink and taste and see that the Lord is good.
Lamb of God, worthy.
Rocket Town Chorus, and you are my all in all. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on our Friday, this March the 2nd, 2018. You can always drop me a note, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. And if you have some time, check out our website, greatnewsradio.org. There you'll find more information about our bus trip that we'll be taking to Florence, Kentucky, just right outside of Cincinnati, for the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter bus trip on Saturday and Sunday, May 19th and 20th. That's $180. That covers your accommodations, your travel, your tickets to both the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum. More details on that at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I hope you have yourself a wonderful weekend. Get connected to a Bible-teaching church this weekend as well. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.